Dean Reek with the Buckeye Firearms Association says what backers of the proposal call the gun show loophole is largely a myth. He says dealers at gun shows face prosecution if they don't do background checks. And Reek cites a study showing 1% of guns used in crimes came from gun shows or personal transfers.
I really think that these proposals are misleading, and they're not going to have any effect on true crime.
Supporters of the proposal say gun violence has dropped in the 20 states that have strengthened background checks, and that polls show support for that runs as high as 90%. Ohioans for Gun Safety will gather signatures to put the idea before the legislature, and if lawmakers don't pass it or they change it, it could go before voters. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.